This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Yeah, well, I think he's done a good job when he's been able to scramble and run around, made some plays on play action where they can separate the defense, because the running game, when Stevenson can get it going, is, you know, draw some of the coverage and the linebackers up and so forth. But to me, the bigger thing is just where the Bears are. I mean, they can't protect, they can't move the ball, they can't score any points. Jacksonville, same situation. I mean, you have several of these teams that just, we talked about this at the beginning of the year, Pat, in Chicago. You know, they have this all-star quarterback, these all-star receivers, you know, the greatest skill players in the history of football. And the offensive line's a problem. They can't run the ball, they can't protect. Swift is doing all he can, but, you know, it's just, you know, hard.
Billy. Double B, he is those digs at May now. He looks good when he's out of the pocket. His dig at May, it's a dig at the organization, I guess. I mean, he's just going to stick to that opinion he had coming in that May needed a lot of work and was just effective only when things broke down.
Do you think he was fired for cause?
Bill?
Would you have fired him?
Yes, yes.
So what's his deal? You get paid $30 million. You know, and then everybody here gets so, like, butthurt when you're just honest about how petty he is.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
is the pettiest of the three.
Yes, this is getting petty, particularly with Drake May. He has nothing against Drake May. I don't know why he wants to tear him down.
This is the same thing as, it's not open heart surgery. Like, this is who he is.
Now, he did rip Caleb Williams. He's ripped other quarterbacks through
the year.
Of course,
but nobody is more well aware of what your words will do and more calculated than Bill Belichick. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm, yes, very calculated.
You know, outside of me, who gets him to mess up? I mean, creating fake punts out of nowhere. And, you know, whatever. I mean, it's who he is. It's fine. It's not what I would want in someone, especially who's being paid $30 million to sit on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a pretty good deal. Do you think he was treated fairly by the Crafts outside of the Dynasty docuseries?
Definitely, especially they tried to take the high road and honor him at the end and give him his moment and not be petty about it from their side of it.
A guy who was against any player being the highest at his position demanded to be the highest at his.
Yeah. Now they started to meddle on him.
Of course.
But they forced him to take Mac.
That's what happens.
They forced him to draft Mac. He didn't want to. Maybe Bill was right about that.
Right, and then instead of reacting and dealing with it, he hired his buddies to coach him and then got pissed when Mac complained about it.
Speaking of that, Jeff Howe is reporting in The Athletic that when Bill comes back, and it's a when, not an if.
Who is this?
Jeff Howe.
Oh.
Many of his lieutenants are ready to follow.
Oh, great. I bet you that's being spread by Deion Sanders.
Oh, well, why? It does scare them. Scare people away. But can't you see that? It is.
But so that's my question is, if you are a team that is not a year away, why would you do that? Like, if you're not close.
Not a year away. If you're not close, you don't bring in Bill.
Right. Because
he doesn't want to go there anyway.
Okay, so where's he going?
Well, Dallas, I keep coming back to. And I don't know how far they are. Wiggy was arguing about their roster this week. That was a whole thing.
I don't think they're that close.
I mean, he doesn't. He likes Dak, but I can't see him palating that salary, right?
Of course not.
So
$60 million.
Yeah. So that's a.
And it's not for cap reasons. It's all about power. That's how he views it. Money is power. And when you look at Dallas, if I'm Jerry Jones, I hire Deion Sanders over Bill Belichick because you're looking for a longer runway. He's a guy that is a front-facing, sellable, former Cowboy great, Hall of Famer, huge personality. You start fresh with Deion Sanders. If you bring in Bill Belichick, it's an obvious improvement over Mike McCarthy.
What about Vrabel? Because he's as high on the list, I would think, as any of those two. Higher. Deion's a risk.
Man, I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy.
Maybe Deion and Shador are a package deal in Dallas, and that fixes what they're looking for there. But I don't think Deion's going to get that much interest. Do you?
I do, as an NFL coach.
Not as much as Bill. I'd hire Bill over Deion. Deion's just a gamble.
I mean, I would say Bill's a gamble, absolutely.
I mean, I guess at this point, based on how his tenure finished, but you know what you're getting with Bill. He's going to have a defense that's on the screws and fundamentally sound and that sort of thing.
Well, they weren't fundamentally sound in the last couple of years.
That's true, too. They had a penalty spree.
It's an offensive league, and he disdains
it unraveled
offense.
Here.
Yeah, I would take Deion over Bill Belichick.
And Vrabel?
I would take Vrabel over Bill.
In most situations, I guess I would too.
I'll give you an example. Like, but if I'm the Eagles, I bring in Bill Belichick. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, absolutely.
Raiders, reteam with Tommy.
Never going to happen.
Jags.
Jags, because he'd get the whole thing, and he'd get Florida no state income tax. He that could be something that I could potentially see.
Tampa Bay loves
but
Baker.
I think Jacksonville has no shot. Does Bill want to be doing five games in London?
Of course.
What about the team that Pat just beat? What about Chicago?
Yeah, and Chicago's another one.
Yeah, but they are cheap. I mean,
he hates Caleb.
They make the crafts look like,
Well, that's
Steinberg.
Good. That's to their benefit with Bill. Bill will cut corners and save money. That's what he did here.
Well, but
he's going to cut big price guys. And
well, he had a guy that helped him with that. I mean, so you think he believes in Caleb Williams?
No. No, Caleb's out of there. When he comes in, Caleb's
gone. Caleb is the first pick in the draft.
I'm telling you. I mean,
the quarterbacks don't play defense.
Oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
You agree he's coming back next year?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Giants. Could be the Giants. Daniel Jones ready to go out? He has his pick of like four or five places.
Do you think the Giants, after Daboll and Joe Judge, want to bring in Bill Belichick?
Yes.
And Matt Patricia and Joe Judge back.
And Josh McDaniels.
And so do they go brand new in the quarterback?
Yep. Brand new. I don't know if they draft one, but they get some kind of veteran that he likes.
I guess.
I mean, he is coming back. It's no doubt.
That is the most fascinating part of this entire offseason. Because if it's not this year, it's never. You're not going to start at 73.
Good question from a texter 860. Do you think Bill will change the way he deals with the media when he goes to a new team now that he's been in the media?
No. He's doing this all to make it seem like he wasn't as miserable as he was. It's a way to put new packaging on the box.
978 texter. How come everybody else can be honest, but when Belichick is, you guys get butthurt?
Because he's selectively honest. It's who he's honest about. Follow along. So, in other words, he's not honest about the week one win over the Bengals. He doesn't even talk about it because he's too big of a child to praise the guy that replaced him. Does that make sense?
781 texter. 617 texter. What is it about teams not being close? Most turnarounds can happen in a year or two. I wouldn't say most can happen in a year or two. It can happen. Usually with a quarterback more so than the coach. It took Bill here, I guess, just 2 years.
Right, but what team out there already has Ty Law, Drew Bledsoe? I mean, yeah, Drew Bledsoe, Ted Johnson, Teddy Bruschi, Lawyer Malloy.
Yeah, so that's what he's looking for.
I mean,
a clone of that situation.
Right.
Veteran group, especially defensively.
I mean, it makes sense now when you see the roster of the Falcons in that division. Like, that's why he was interested. You know, that's the division's
They'll
down.
Win that division, right?
Yeah, they're 2-game lead. Raheem Morris is there, and, you know, they bring in Kirk Cousins, which everybody mocked. I mean, is anybody pissed about that? I mean, we spent how many days talking about how dumb the Falcons were?
Falcons-Broncos is kind of a sneaky good game tomorrow. 6-4 Falcons, 5-5 Broncos. And you were right about Denver last week, that we talked about whether they would win outright against Kansas City.
I know. I also jinxed
them. They definitely hung in there.
I sent Ken a text right before the field goal, and I said, we are such puss bags. I don't know if we can say that.
Right.
And we should have just, because we basically said
just
they were going to
win. The outright win.
And then they blocked it, and Ken said, good thing.
Yeah, so our instincts were perfect. But right. Now, so the Chiefs obviously have the Bills this week. Huge game. Big game. I mean, not that big, because the Bills have beaten them in the regular season.
You know what's
and that
so
matter.
Weird but, about this? And it is always the best regular season game. It is the new Brady Manning. And it's the opposite, though. With Brady Manning, whoever won the regular season game won the playoff game, almost without fail. You had 0-1, Brady's first start, they didn't play in the playoffs, but they won the Super Bowl. 0-3, the Patriots won that great game in Indy where Willie McGinnis faked the injury, got back on the field, they stuffed Edgerrin James. Remember that game? It's unbelievable. Next year, 0-4, I think it was week one, they beat them. And then they beat them in the AFC divisional round 0-3. They beat them in the AFC championship. But then in 0-6, they lost to the Colts. So they lost the AFC title game in Indy. So it was always basically a 2-win swing.
Yeah.
And well, that team won.
And it could cost you the bye or the,
but
you know.
With the Mahomes, Allen has dominated Mahomes in the regular season.
I think it's 4-3. He's 4-3, but 3-0 in the playoffs, right?
Right. So 4-0, Allen is undefeated against Mahomes in the regular season, but has not beat him in the playoffs.
Right, so in 2022, the Bills won in the regular season but lost in the postseason. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter that much in this case then. If the Bills win at home, they still have a long way to go to win the number one seed, and they've still have to prove it in the playoffs. But the converse is...
Tomorrow would have been a lot better if the Broncos nailed that field goal.
Yeah, it would have been.
Because now it looks like... I don't know how many wins... Braverman, can you look it up? The Patriots of 03 and 04 won 21 straight games.
Yes.
And did you know... Did I tell you this?
The Chiefs are at 15.
You back when they had those actual physical tickets? Mm-hmm. The Patriots, is it surreptitiously placed numbers? So, like, when they won their 20th, on the actual ticket was a 20 in a hidden place.
Mm.
And they did it until 21 or whatever the record was, because that was what a team that didn't care about records was fully aware. And they should have been. It was awesome. You know who their first loss was?
Pittsburgh.
And do you know what happened that week? The Red Sox won the Super Bowl. I won the World Series. And then 2 weeks later, Bush won. That was a dark day.
Wow. Good memory for you.
But
half of that might be wrong. I never fact check you on these things.
Okay, let's go look. 2004 Patriots.
But yes, Steelers beat them. Now that the Chiefs are...
And what did Joey Porter say? You can't ever, ever get on our level. And then that's what Teddy Bruschi said when they beat them in the AFC Championship.
So if the Chiefs win tomorrow, that's 16. And then they have the Panthers and Raiders. So they're already at 18.
Halloween, October, obviously, 2004. And the Red Sox, I think, won the World Series on like the 27th.
They had just beaten the Eagles, is that right?
The Patriots had beaten the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first possible test would be at 18 wins, the Chargers.
October 27th of that week.
Do Pats fans care if they would break this 21-game win streak?
I mean, I think it would be
slightly annoying.
It's just things that would be better if they didn't have. You know, it's not that it's going to impact your day. Mahomes, everything that Mahomes is competing against is no longer in the NFL. Like, he is already the generation's best player, and he doesn't have an equal. Similarly, by the time Tom got to Tampa, he wasn't competing against anybody that was in the league, even though it was Mahomes, sort of. He was going for 7. The guy that's in second place had 4. But everything about Mahomes, I'm in this real, like, this glass case of emotion.
With Mahomes?
Because I love how he is. Like, I love that it's not about the money.
You also are rooting for the Bills already. You've established that, so.
Of course.
You're all over the place.
Why wouldn't you want the Bills to do well?
It's the Bills. They're a division rival.
Brady went 32-3 against them.
Okay.
And the only one of those losses, Castle came in and gagged it on purpose. So, there's nothing more to prove. And Bills fans are generally, the ones that don't throw things on the field, are nice people.
Well, people will, I mean, if it's Bills Chiefs in the AFC title game, people here are rooting for the Bills.
Of course.
Of course. Okay.
And, but we agree on that. I'm talking about Mahomes.
But you respect Mahomes.
I deeply respect. How do you not?
What about Reed?
Yeah. But Mahomes does have the caveat that he has the best offensive mind helping him, whereas Brady was carrying the defense.
If Mahomes wins again, the Mahomes-Brady talk comes back in a major way. It's there somewhat now, but it's on the fringes.
I'm telling you, if there ever was a time to rig it, not like you could pay a guy to shank a field goal, but...
Brady calling the game.
Brady calling in the city it all began.
Yeah, he'll be so pissy during that broadcast.
Not as pissy as you. undefeated season on the line. Tom Brady in the booth. It'll be like when Don Shula was in there on Monday night with Tirico and Kornheiser. You remember that?
Yeah.
When he was against the Ravens. Oh, was that a great night.
What's the question
and
there?
That was December 3rd, 2007. You can look that up.
There's some kind of question there for our listeners. So what is it about Mahomes, the chase for Brady?
Are you concerned? Chiefs? Do you think there's a chance that Mahomes will surpass Brady? And do you think people have already gotten there even though it's not close?
Some people like in the country?
Oh, yeah. ESPN already. I mean, they do segment after segment on it.
I don't think that's widespread.
We did a poll locally, and it was 91% to 9.
Right.
When all said and done, Brady will still be better than Mahomes.
Oh, 9. There it is again.
Right.
My odds of Soto coming
and
here.
Soto just signed.
Okay, more on the Mahomes-Brady discussion. And by the way, there's a report about Brady in the broadcast booth, shared by one Jermaine Wiggins on the group chat.
That's right.
Did you see that?
I did. I replied.
It's an interesting theory. We'll share that with you next. But first, Joe B. and what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Final injury report is out for the Patriots as they gear up for their Week 11 matchup at home with the Rams. Defensive lineman Christian Barmore is listed as questionable after returning to practice this past week following his recovery from blood clots. Among others that are questionable are Kyle Duggar, Daniel Ekwale, Christian Ellis, Fedarian Lowe, Marte Mapu, and Dietrich Wise. For LA, starting right tackle Rob Havenstein has been ruled out with an ankle injury, and his backup, Joe Noteboom, is doubtful, Also starting linebacker Byron Young is questionable. Pats and Rams kick it off from Gillette tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Some roster news over the past couple of minutes. It was reported first by Adam Schefter that second-round receiver Tyquan Thornton has officially been waived. He was drafted in 2022 with the 50th pick. It's a TD Garden doubleheader today, starting with the Bruins taking on the St. Louis Blues. Puck drop set for 1 o'clock. Meanwhile, off the ice, it is Scoops Keefe on the report, saying surgery is not needed for Hampus Lindholm on his fractured kneecap. He will be out 6 weeks. The team officially placed him on injured reserve. That game will be followed by the Celtics taking on the Raptors. Drew Holiday is questionable with left knee tendinopathy, and Kristaps Porzingis remains out, but he was practicing in uniform yesterday. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. Boston College football hits the road to take on 14th-ranked SMU. That kicks off at 3:30. You can listen to John Mitapro and Pete Cronin on the call right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM with coverage beginning at 3 o'clock following Fitzy and Scheim. Later on tonight, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of number 7 Tennessee visiting number 12 Georgia on these same stations. Coverage of that game starts at 7. And last night, in a full 8-round match, Jake Paul defeated 58-year-old Mike Tyson by unanimous decision live on Netflix from Dallas. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
The Chiefs Bills tomorrow, 4:25, Curtis. It had opened at Bills 2.5-point favorites. I haven't checked actually the line since. And Ravens Steelers also a good one tomorrow, but that'll be the marquee matchup. So your question was, are you worried as a Pats fan that Mahomes could catch Brady? And some you feel have already gone there.
Bills are down to 2-point favorites. Also, great stat from Kostos on Friday's Greg Hill Show. Mahomes is a record 11-3, including the playoffs, straight up as an underdog in the NFL.
Pretty good.
Which is amazing. It's only been 14 games of his whole career that he's been an underdog in.
What are his comeback stats? That's something I haven't checked.
Well, the Bills AFC Divisional one, 13 seconds.
He's got some pretty good fourth quarter overtime drives to win it. Because when you're
Would you agree that if Mahomes was Brady and everything else was equal, the national conversation would be what happened to him?
This year, why are his stats down?
The last 2 years.
Stats were down last year?
Oh,
significantly?
Yeah. Worst of his career, by far.
Even in the postseason?
Nope, we're talking... Well, postseason, he wasn't great. So, 2023, he had a passer rating of 92.8, which is mediocre. And this year, his passer rating is 90.3. Hmm. Tom Brady's final year in New England... I think was something similar.
And he threw for 4,000 yards, but you're right. His best year was 2022, 5,200 yards. Was his rating that year, 105.
So to put that into perspective, Tom Brady's final 3 years in the NFL, 102.2, 102.1, and 90.7 at 45 years old.
But his playoff passer rating was 100.3 last year.
Right. What about his Super Bowl stats?
Super Bowl would have to go to.
You had a bad pick in that one. But they won MVP. You're talking about nitpicking when it comes to this level.
Well, yeah. And so if you're going to make the argument nationally that Mahomes is catching or has already caught, which is kind of ludicrous, but is catching Brady,
right.
Is it just the eyeball test? Is that what you go to? You just defer to?
Well, because he's more talented than Tom. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, not including your ability to understand, but I mean, physically gifted. He is unbelievable. I mean, he's just... He does things. He makes passes. I mean, even in the Super Bowl loss to Brady, there were a couple balls that hit Tyreek Hill's helmet. Like, almost always, he's throwing the ball in a perfect place at the right time. It's so insane. Like, when Brady, it's just so different. Maybe the media's just gone soft, and that could be the case. Like, with the Patriots dynasties, both at the beginning and the end, everybody was waiting for it to end. With the Chiefs, it's like they're begging for it to continue.
I don't know about that.
Oh, conversation around the Kansas City Chiefs is overwhelmingly positive, especially for a team that certainly hasn't had any missed opportunities to be dumb off of it.
And who do you blame for that? Is it
it's the desire
Reed versus Belichick?
Nope. It's Belichick partially, but it's more so the overwhelming success of Boston teams, because it's the same thing with the Celtics. Like, and the Celtics don't have Belichick. They don't have any of that animus. Immediately after the most dominating season of my basketball watching lifetime, post-Jordan, the Celtics were ripped and mocked nationally. Their two star players were either benched or not on the Olympic team.
Mahomes in the Super Bowl, 99 quarterback rating. Two TDs, one pick.
Yeah.
34 of 46, 333 yards. So not a bad game by any stretch. Maybe a little bit below his standard, but still.
I mean, I think
great numbers against the Bills.
If you look at Mahomes' play, Super Bowl stats, they're not great as a career.
So, like, when we talk golf and you talk Tiger Woods and Nicklaus, most people would say Woods over Nicklaus, despite not having as many majors, right?
Right.
Bill Russell, obviously, most titles, but nobody says he's the greatest. So that I could see people going to.
In four Super Bowl appearances, he's 3-1. He has thrown 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a passer rating of 85.
Okay. And Brady, what was his?
He's 7-3 in the Super Bowl.
What was his best Super Bowl?
Probably the one against the Chiefs. He was great in the comeback against the Falcons, but a bad start to that one.
But just in general, this is going to come down to just like, well, I just think Patrick, like you said, he's got more talent. He's the better quarterback, despite the numbers. That would be what people go to.
And the reason they have to say it's ongoing is because the Chiefs don't have a rival.
They don't have a rival, which actually is to Mahomes' credit. He's so far better than everybody in the league. Like quarterback-wise, who is even number two? Who's the second-best quarterback in football right now?
The second-best quarterback is probably Lamar Jackson.
Maybe. But there's not a consensus there. Could be Allen. Could be Burrow. Could be...
You want to hear the Mahomes-Brady stat of the day?
Yep.
In the Super Bowl, Tom Brady has thrown one more interception in 10 Super Bowl games as Mahomes has in 4. Mm. 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions for Brady in the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, get these ready, because if they win again, God, the people are going to be coming at you and the Brady contingent. Text line, does Brady unretire if Mahomes wins 21 in a row? He should. He should consider it. He's coming out of the booth. Here was the Wiggy, what Wiggy shared. This was from Florio. He was on with podcast John Ourand. But Florio says there's a sense among NFL circles that Brady doesn't want to do all the work required to prepare for the booth. Doesn't want to do all the work required. That doesn't seem like Brady.
Of course not. He's gone. He's gone at the end of this year. So I was wrong. I thought he would never do it.
The spin zone is coming for him. Like, so Fox is coming up with reasons that they're going to pull the plug or what?
You're the only one that's...
His ratings are good, you said.
Much better than Greg Olson.
Okay, so what is happening here? Why is he leaving?
It's not a good marriage between Brady and the NFL as the Fox lead analyst, as an owner of the Raiders.
The NFL's getting nervous.
Not nervous.
Bad look.
I've told you. Mahomes going for an undefeated season. Tom Brady in the booth.
Yeah.
Who would you rather have cover that monumentous moment?
Okay.
So that's what this is all for. And then the crescendo, Tom goes, and he hires, you know.
Would he be happy about it?
What about Brady hiring Vrabel as the coach of the Raiders?
I wouldn't be. That'd be a great hire. Absolutely.
I mean, young guy.
They'd pay.
Vrabel seems conservative. He'd love the no state income tax in Nevada. Just went red.
He's probably the top choice, wouldn't you say, Vrabel, of the current available coaches ahead of Belichick.
What if he hired Lloyd Carr just to fire him because of all the benching?
Well, there's Ben Johnson in Detroit.
Oh, that's true, Ben Johnson, we talked about last week.
I don't think he's going to Vegas. I don't think... I also don't know if Vrabel would want to be working for Tom. That would be an odd dynamic.
Yeah, but he's not really working for Tom.
And he's also boys with Seymour, right? They were on those championship teams.
Yeah, very true. And Brady's not he's an owner that's of significance, but he doesn't own as much of a share that you have to consider him your boss. He's still like your buddy.
Right. That's a rude thing to say about Wick.
Well, yeah, Wick is buddies with the guys on the team. That's a good dynamic.
What happens with that?
That sale's coming soon, I think.
When?
By the end of the year.
When?
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
When?
I've lost. They're the odds-on favorite, right?
So where do you have... Okay, so just to go away from that because I don't know anything new. Where would you have Bill Belichick next year if you had to tell me today?
Dallas. I still stick by our conversation with Brian Brodus. Who can forget it? Many Ken and Curtis's ago. Dallas afternoon host on this show. Jerry loves him some Bill. Bill loves Jerry. I don't know why it didn't happen last year, but maybe it's for the better. Let Dak blow up. Let Bill recover and rejuvenate and go down to Big D. Figure out the shades in the stadium in there and everything else.
Well, you did mention Taxachusetts.
Yep. Texas tax free? It's got
no state income tax.
It's not now. It will be soon. Well, where do you have them going?
Taxachusetts.
Oh, man. Eagles.
Eagles. Wow.
If I were him, I would call, I'm sure he knows Lurie and Roseman, those guys. Like, Sirianni's not a...
He's old now. He wants to go south. I would say second and third are Tampa, Jacksonville.
He'd go to Antarctica if he could win a title. What are you talking about? He doesn't care about the warmth. If anything, Bill thrives when there's conditions.
And he's going to take McDaniels with him Patricia.
Right.
And he'll love that because he'll try to prove Kraft wrong on every front that he can win
with
these
guys. He and
Trump
are, like, identical, by the way.
Loyalty
above talent, no matter what.
Well, that's true. Just what's the cabinet position in the meantime that Trump hands them out?
they hand out Trump dollar bills.
Let's go to Ted and Everett here on the Kenny Curtis Show. Hello, Ted.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I haven't called a show in a long time. First thing I want to say is I never thought that I would hate the team of my youth, the Red Sox, as much as I do. I would only go there if I had a free ticket and nothing else to do. I used to work with them on the concession side, so I know what they really make for money. I wouldn't sign Soto for the big money. I think what people want to see is they actually care and don't make stupid comments about being broke. And if you want to be a small market team like the Brewers, and work a deal out with the state ABCC to do dollar beers and hot dogs on Sundays or something. That's what I think people get pissed about.
But Ted, it's interesting. If they sign Soto, doesn't that prove to you they care?
I wouldn't sign Soto because they need more than one guy. And I think they need some pitching and stuff like that. I mean, how many times has Mike Trout been to the playoffs?
No, that's true.
I mean, you know what I mean? They need a lot more. And stop selling us that a McDonald's cheeseburger is just as good as a cheeseburger at the Four Seasons. That's what people get pissed about.
Right.
You know, and besides just the bad looks of things like not showing up with Castiglione, the way that the nerds are running everything. I mean, John Henry, I mean, let's face it. The best thing that ever happened to them was not building in the seaport because Fenway is a cash cow beyond belief. I have many friends across the country who just want to come to see Fenway.
Yep.
I don't even, you know what I mean? That's, and the tourism dollar is huge there. Yep. And then on Brady Belichick, I mean, Brady's got to go because of, but I'm sorry, I don't know the other person's name, the host that's on the mornings with Greg. He's right. I mean, it's a bad look. It's a bad everything. I wonder if Belichick needs a perfect situation to come back, because if he doesn't do it this year, then just keep doing your podcast or your commercial with it. I never watch Inside the NFL, but he had the weirdest looking suit on the other day. I'm not sure what the girl's talking about how to dress, but it was horrible.
All right,
but I just wondered how much of the perfect situation he wants.
Yeah, good question. Well, good points, Ted. Thank you for the call. Don't be a stranger.
What's the comment or the saying, beggars can't be choosers? How many teams do you think are going to have a new head coach? Let's do this fun experiment.
There were seven last year, and there will at least be seven next year.
Odyssey brand managers coming up. Let's see. Okay, so I believe these are the teams that will have a new head coach next season. The Jets, obviously.
By the way, I like this texture. 413, Mahomes is about to fall off a cliff.
That's true. Jets, Jaguars,
Giants,
Raiders. I'm just going in AFC. Jets, Jaguars, Raiders. Do you think the Browns or they keep Stefanski?
I'd say probably new coach.
So there's four. NFC, I think the Eagles, if they don't win a Super Bowl, is five. The Giants is six. The Cowboys is seven.
Bucks.
Bucks, eight. Cardinals,
Niners. There'll be a surprise team in there.
So eight or so.
Easy eight.
So of those, how many do you think would be making a phone call to Bill? Who is the most or least likely? I would say least likely to call Bill would be Raiders. I don't think Tom.
Well, Jets after the Woody,
that's right,
the Woody thing. I mean, that's out.
I also think NFC makes the most sense. I don't know why. The Falcons made sense until they didn't. The Bucs are another one that keeps coming up. Who mentioned the Bucs this week?
Yeah, well, he loves Baker Mayfield. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, Florio mentioned it. And he said Bill's been saying nice things about them all year.
And that ownership group is flush with cash.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a pretty talented team when healthy. Old, but, you know, Godwin and Evans are still doing it somehow. Obviously, they're hurt now.
Business is booming down there. Although the Rays have to play at Steinbrenner Field all year.
Right, and it's it's about a 20-minute puddle jumper to Jupiter from Tampa.
Let's go to Frankie in Manchester. Hello, Frankie.
Hey, guys. Belichick, you can scrape the Raiders right off that list because there's no way that he's not going to take Josh McDaniels wherever he goes, and he can't go back to the Raiders.
Yeah.
He would throw McDaniels under the bus to get a job for himself. He would just get a new
quarterback. I also just don't think he's going to work for Tom. I don't think.
Would he put Patricia back at OC?
Well, he should work for Aramark.
Work for Tom. That would be unbelievable. Brady's your boss. Go back to be Brady, like, not prevent him from bringing somebody into the stadium. Or
so, Bill, I saw you had three cashews ordered in the mini bar.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So scratch two of them off the list. Jets and Raiders off the list.
Yeah,
everything else is on the table.
I feel confident saying it'll be an AFC team, and I think don't the Eagles just make too much sense?
I don't get the Eagles.
But
I don't.
The Giants aren't close. I don't get that. Obviously, it's the whole romantic thing with Mara and Bill and all that, but they don't have a quarterback. Their defense isn't great.
Well, the quarterback thing doesn't matter. He likes that.
So what would he do at quarterback with the Giants?
I don't know. He what's the veteran free agent that's coming available?
I don't know. I mean, the Eagles are really talented.
They have Malik Nabers. They have Darius Slayton. They've got some talent.
The Eagles are really talented. More talented than the Giants, you would say that.
Yeah, I would say that.
And so are the Commanders.
Well, yeah, he's not going there.
No, so I'm talking about the division. It's not easy.
It's a tough division. Well, that's why Jacksonville's appealing.
Right.
And Shad Khan will give him whatever he wants down there.
I go back to him trying to fly to the UK for three. Although they do stay for 3 weeks, so maybe he thinks that's an advantage. Who the hell knows?
Who are you rooting for? Steelers, Ravens, by the way. The other big game tomorrow.
Man.
That's a tough one.
I hate the Ravens. I don't know. The Patriots always owned the Steelers. The Steelers never really had the Patriots. So I've had more. Like, I just think of Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis and that bitch John Harbaugh. So I kind of like that Tomlin wins despite everybody saying he's bad.
He's becoming a sympathetic figure somehow, yeah. Despite never winning.
I root for Zay Flowers and against the Ravens.
Oh, there you go. All right, now coming up, spin it back over to Patriots-Rams, the game tomorrow. Does a win matter? Can they win?
Will Belichick get a cabinet position?
We'll discuss it all next.
Hey, Coach. Trying to look for you. Like, yes, you know, man, so much respect for you.
Likewise. It's been interesting to be able to study for these couple of weeks. Yeah. That's really good. You've got a lot of good stuff.
Appreciate you saying that. Feelings are mutual. I mean, just the way that you guys are able to shift your identity and really still be able to figure it out, I mean, week in and week out, it's unbelievable, man. It's really a credit to you guys. So much respect.
You guys are playing good now. Playing good. We'll catch up in the offseason.
Yeah, no, I look forward to that. Yeah. It'd be great. It's pretty wild, though, but looking forward to catching up. But really, so much respect for you and the way you do it, man. You're what's right about coaching.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Sean McVay and the Bilster for the Super Bowl. So McVay back in town tomorrow, Curtis. I have a tough time gauging his coaching ranking status. Like, he's obviously a good coach to some level, but probably overrated.
I mean, he's been to two Super Bowls, won one.
Yeah, I know, but he's had some other years where they flamed out.
They were massively helped by that awful no PI call in that NFC Championship with the Saints.
He's top 10, I guess. I mean, instantly. He's the most recent Super Bowl winning coach beside Reed.
Yeah, I would probably go Reed number one.
Harbaugh.
I don't know if I go Harbaugh. I might put Kyle hasn't won.
Sean Payton.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a bunch of... Yeah, there's nobody out there that I'm like, oh, my God. But if I could hire one today for the long term, I would hire McVay.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
But he's not a good coach. He's an offensive guru.
And he's an offensive mind.
He can find receivers in the fourth and sixth round.
And the other clip that comes to mind with McVay, of course, is him mocking Cole Strange.
I know. I was saying yesterday I thought it would be a perfect debut, Cole Strange revenge game.
And on this day where we had breaking news on a rare Saturday morning breaking news spot, Tyquan Thornton has been cut. The only... there were how many players drafted that year? 6, 9, 10 players drafted in the 2022 draft. There are three left now. Marcus Jones, Cole Strange, who's still on the shelf, could come back late in the year, and somebody else from that list. Kevin Harris on the practice squad.
So it's just Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones, basically.
And that's
we wasted our time watching him thinking he'd be at 104, hey, maybe.
Well, see there. McVay would have drafted him at 104.
But that's the thing. It's like, does Bill have accountability for that?
You trade
with Andy Reid, who is your buddy. Bill and Andy Reid, I believe, did a trade deal for like 10 straight years.
Yeah.
And you give him McDuffie, who is an all-pro cornerback, and you take Cole Strange out of Chattanooga. And that was a pick that could have yielded you Tyreek Hill.
And Shine,
it's best for the football team.
No, you didn't. That is absolutely not what you did.
Chris Shine from the top rope pointing out that Thornton was taken ahead of George Pickens. Who went,
Oh, yeah. You want to go back and look at the N'Keal Harry draft and DK Metcalf?
Right.
A.J. Brown?
It's not good. Now, spinning it to tomorrow.
It's almost, you could say, fireable.
What's your prediction? Sure to go wrong. Pats, Rams.
So I watched Monday night.
They're hot, by the way. Pats are hot. They've got momentum.
I gotta
tell
you.
They go to Chicago and get a win, 9 sacks.
I don't know if you saw it. Influencers everywhere Monday night in L.A.
Oh, jeez.
Easy. The Rams looked better than their record suggests. They are a more talented. I don't think the Patriots are a 3-7 team. I think they're worse.
Rams are not playing up to their capabilities.
They are more talented. I understand it's a cross country early game, but if they lose this game, their season's over.
Number 8, Jared Verse, looks like a good first round pass rusher.
Yeah.
Looks good.
They just look quicker than the Patriots.
Looks
appear.
Like he will be a problem tomorrow.
And, you know, Aaron Rodgers week 3 looked pretty good when he was young and, you know, younger looking, fit and all that, not banged up. I think Stafford has a pretty good game.
What's the current line on this, Joe B? Check this on the FanDuel app or MGM, whatever you got back there. So I agree. I think Rams win. I think they win kind of handily. Let's say that happens. Where are we with Mayo? Does it matter? Like, no problem. This is not a game they're, I guess, they're not favored. They can't be favored tomorrow.
5-point underdogs.
5-point dog, somewhere in that range. So they would be expected to lose. Granted, you lose at home, it's never good, but I don't see anybody getting restless. They're kind of where everybody expected them to be. What's at stake tomorrow? Anything? It's just more of May's progression. That's it.
Well, tomorrow, if the defense gets gashed, like the Rams put up 35 points and May doesn't play well, that's a bad day for Mayo.
Their problem is, unless Unique Ngakoue can get to the pass, the quarterback, they still don't have much of a pass rush. Despite last week, they had 9 sacks, I get it. But I don't see that being consistent, and I think Stafford's going to throw on him tomorrow. He'll throw it 50 times tomorrow.
We both agree Barmore's not back already. He practiced twice. He won't be in the lineup.
Nope.
Yeah.
I like what I'm seeing. They're generally becoming more interesting week by week. I think Mayo's doing a pretty good job. They're just not on the
Rams
level.
I do think May could have a nice day. Like, I think that the offense could maybe put up, you know, 20 points or more, but I don't see the Patriots stopping Stafford.
Over under 43.5, and the line is just came down just slightly, 4.5.
Yeah, I would take
4.5.
The Rams plus 4.
The line is moving. So, well, okay.
I mean, Unique Ngakoue is there.
So the Rams aren't impressing anybody. It's a winnable game. You want to see Jimmy G get in tomorrow. Like, Stafford gets knocked out, and here comes Jimmy. One more time.
All right, so I don't have this updated this season, but there was a story last December 27th that McVay's teams were 9-3 when traveling east for a 1 o'clock game. So that's not going to be a...
They own McVay, though. Patriots, historically, know his scheme. Know, I mean, I know Bill's not here anymore, but it's still Mayo.
How many times have they played McVay?
Once. they embarrassed him.
About?
They shut him down. Just drop that same blueprint.
Okay.
Maybe maybe they pull a little of the old magic.
I don't think that blueprint will work, but who knows?
I would take the Rams and give the points if I had to bet. But it's at least interesting. You want to watch. Not a ton at stake, but hopefully May impresses and you get an upset win at home. That would be a nice 3 out of 4. Then if they win 3 out of 4, now Courtney's playoff push starts to become a question to consider. Not until then.
Oh, and Greg will have the most bitter beer face when you can talk about the same wins as Bill for 11 games.
But can you imagine if they're 4-7?
Oh, my God.
Then playoffs are actually, if they win tomorrow, big if, then Indy's next, right?
I would feel like I had a buzz on for the first time. Oh, my God. If they win on Sunday, look out. I will be as douchey as possible.
Miami's next. Miami and Indy.
Yeah, they go to 7-7 or 6-7.
I'm not saying Miami's a sure thing.
So that was 6-7. They win the next 4. They're in the playoffs at 10-7.
Man, I mean, I don't want to get there yet.
2 games out.
Well, if we
must win.
This is a must win tomorrow.
See,
tomorrow is a must win.
I got to give them the credit. Didn't peak too early.
Did you do a poll on more likely to happen, Soto or playoffs?
I did not.
Can we do that poll?
You certainly can.
Oh, I put it on mine?
Yeah, WEI. Right.
More likely to happen, Juan Soto to the Red Sox, or the Patriots do the Courtney Cox unthinkable and take a push to the postseason. We'll discuss that and get those odds next.